Alrighty, we're back with another, the final installment in the Sally fanfiction trifecta. And this one is called Cultivation. It only has 11 reads, and I'm gonna assume that about 7 of those were her friends. And apparently this one's the most historically accurate, I might say. So, this is gonna be interesting. Here's the premise. James and Nicole They are average high schoolers living in a small town. They're the best of friends. One night, they decide to go exploring. And they didn't quite find out what they were expecting. Will they be forced into doing something they don't want to do? Or will they find out that they needed this all along? Sounds very specific and not vague at all. Chapter 1. And there's only one chapter, so, you know. I'm gonna go with this one's not gonna finish. This one's not gonna be finished either. So, there you go. We got that to look forward to. Nicole, you've got to take some risks sometimes, okay? James huffed while driving down the dirt road that leads to my house. It's not really a home, it's more like a shanty. Basically, it's just 4 walls held together by duct tape and years of mold. James has never let me know what his life is like. All I know is that he has a family, not just a mother who can barely feed herself. It's not natural to not be adventurous. You can't just not have a life. Every day he says the same damn thing. You can't just not have a life. But also, like, she said damn. Oh my god. Like, she said dang you the last time. And, like, now she's saying damn. Character development. It's hard to have a life when your world consists of making sure your mother is alive when you wake up and when you go to sleep. It's hard to have a life when you're only 17, but you will yourself not to just end it all or run away. It's hard to have a life when you have nothing to live for. I scowled at him. Well, I guess I'm abnormal then, and that's exactly how I like it. Who says I have to be stupid to have a good time? He glanced at me, or a brief second, to tell if I was joking or not. Deciding that I wasn't kidding, he opened his mouth to speak, but I cut him off. Pull over. He looked at me concerned. Please. I whimpered. James finally pulled the car off to the side of the road. What is it? I got out of the car. Nicole? He opened his door and walked around me. Around to me. What's wrong? I looked up at him. Look, I have a crappy life. I have to look over my mom and pray to God that she doesn't accidentally off herself while we're at school. I was yelling now. I need to make sure that our piece of crap home stays standing so you don't have to let... I stopped mid-sentence. He watched me with concern. What's wrong? Why'd you stop? He questioned. I froze, eyes wide, hearing something. I walked over to the edge of road and glanced down into the pit. My heart froze. Oh my god. There was a man with a curved sword staring down at the body of a decapitated cow. Go. Get in the car. Now. I shoved past James and got in the car. He followed me and slammed the door. What the hell was that? He glared at me and started driving again, this time speeding and jerking down the road. You gonna tell me what the hell happened? I glanced up at him, petrified. His eyes stared deep into mine, and he whispered, Be ready at 10 tomorrow. I'm taking you on an adventure. With that, I got out of the car and walked straight into the house without looking back until I heard his engine rev up and drive away. I couldn't sleep that night. All I saw were flashing of that dead cow and the anger in James's eyes. I decided that I would go on this adventure with him tomorrow. Maybe it would make me forget about everything for a little while. Maybe I wouldn't be constantly worried that my life would end any minute. I must have fallen asleep because I awoke to the sound of a car horn blaring outside my room. I tiptoed over to the window, trying to avoid stepping on cracks and getting splinters. I pulled my sweater off the window so I could lookout. Who the heck was trumpeting a car horn at 10 in the morning? Oh, shoot. I totally overslept. James got out of his car and walked over to my window. I jiggled it open and let him in. You're late, Nikki. He deadpanned and laid on my bed. To be continued. That was it. That was by far the most confusing one. 100%. What's happening? I don't know. There was a lot of twists and turns in that. What? Like, you're just having this drive at night or something, and then she gets out of the car for some random, like, some random, like, thing, so she can have this monologue with, apparently she needs it, with the car stopped. She looks over, sees this dead cow just lying there. Some guy sacrifices this cow. And then, like, then James is just, like, super angry, and then he just all of a sudden is just like, we're going on an adventure tomorrow at 10. Not now, but tomorrow at 10. And she's like, okay with that, I guess? She never really confirmed or anything. It was just kind of, I'm just gonna show up and we're gonna go somewhere and that's what it's gonna be. Like, what? Sally, what are you thinking? What? What is this? I'm so confused on so many levels. This one doesn't even have a cast. I don't know what they look like. I thought this one was supposed to be the one that was about you. Does your, like, what? Did this happen? Like, do you live in a shanty? I don't think you do. I mean, I don't think you do. You might. I don't think you do, but okay. What is this? Like, who are you? Are you James or Nicole? Who are these people? Like, I don't know what's happening. Why do you just drive places and then just look over and see, like, a sacrifice going on? What? 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 So confused. Okay, I think I'm done now. That was the end of the trifecta. The art for this is, like, looks like the Phantom of the Opera. And I don't know how I feel about that. Because it's like, I don't, what? What? Sally, you're killing me, man. Like, what? Oh my god. Okay, I don't know when this was written, because it says it was updated in 2017, but I highly doubt you wrote this in 2017. So, alright, I think I found out things that I don't know if I wanted to find out, not in a bad way, just I'm kind of confused by these stories. These stories confuse me with the lack of continuity and stuff like that. I don't know, but alright, I guess. And to Sally, I still do have an extremely high opinion of you. I don't know where this fits in, and I don't know how to feel about this, but it's fine. What? What? You are honestly the last person in the entire world that I would have thought would write this. And that makes it so amazing. Makes it so amazing. Oh my god. But, you know, that was the Sally trilogy. And please finish one of these stories, please. Yeah, that was it. I am Wow.
My head hurts. What? I'm so confused. How did you know the Native American lady? I've never heard of her in my entire life. She just had this song about tribal... What is this? I learned so many things today that I don't think I would ever learn, ever. But, I did. And I'm still processing. Yeah, I'm gonna go process some more. Oh my god.